Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts, to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home.
Good morning. It is a Monday here in Wisconsin's heartland. It's time for Around Town on WHTL. I'm Mark St. Marie.
And I'm Lynn St. Marie.
And the weekend flew by.
It sure did.
And it's going to be a hot week with high temperatures, good time to stay inside where it's air-conditioned, right?
Unless you're going to the fair.
Well, there you go. We're going to be on the go. By the way, we are the radio station on the go, and Friday night we were in Gilmanton for just such a cool event.
It is. It's Wisconsin's biggest little fair.
And I believe that. I really do. They had a jam-packed schedule. And when we got there, the carnival was up and running, and the kids were having a great time, and the weather was ideal.
It was. It was beautiful. A lot of people around. We had a good time. We were there letting people spin the wheel. You had some great interviews while we were there as well.
I did. I want to thank Jeff Reck, who's with the Gilmanton Sportsman Club, for joining me. Sammy Murray, very active with the fair. And she was handling the Gilmanton Gallop on Saturday morning. And you know what's cool about that gallop? I didn't know this, but halfway through, it's a 5K run walk.
Right.
Halfway through, they have a refreshment station with Bloody Marys.
Really?
How Wisconsin is that?
Well, there's some incentive to run.
I know. Or stay at the halfway point. Also want to thank Jack Dykeman, who is the secretary for the, or actually treasurer with the Gilmanton.
Yeah, he's treasurer, I think.
Right, the Gilmanton Club. Ashley Henthorne, who's the treasurer, and Cade Martin, who's the president. All of them join me. What a great group of people, and it's an amazing event. Chris Cruzy yesterday.
Yep, they had entertainment all weekend long.
They
but
did.
He wrapped it up from 2 to 5.
I guarantee there was a ton of people there.
I'm sure there were.
There were. It's a busy week again here around the Heartland. We got a lot to talk about.
It is. First, we'll talk about where we're going to be on Saturday, because this is going to be a brand new stop for us. It's not a stop on the Summer Celebration Tour, but you and I will be in Winona on Saturday for the Liberty Fest. Do you know what the Liberty Fest is?
No, I really don't, but
well,
I'm looking forward to
it. Yeah, it's put on by an organization called Surviving Valor. It's an event supporting area veterans. It's going to take place at the Bluff Top Winery. So that'll be fun. We haven't done anything like that before.
No, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
So from 11 till 1.
From 11 till 1.
Now, this is not a stop on the Summer Celebration Tour.
No, it's not.
This is just
a good time for
us.
A live remote in support of the veterans. I think there'll be a lot of vendors there. You can shop. You can have some wine. Just should be a really good time for everybody that comes out.
I think so. And, you know, I think WHTL has kind of made a name for supporting veterans.
I really do.
And I think I'm really proud of that.
I am too. So this is another one of those occasions, and we're happy to do it.
We are very happy to do it. But otherwise, this is a huge week in Trempealeau County.
One of our biggest.
It is. It's the Trempealeau County Fair. And I got to tell you, there is stuff happening from Wednesday all the way through. It's going to be an awesome time.
It's a little different for you this year.
Yeah. I'm not going to be there broadcasting
live. You won't. There's no more Middays with Mark.
No.
And we should talk about that. There's been some changes at WHTL.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah. You and I are doing the morning show.
Yeah. Getting up at 3:30 a.m.
It's pretty early.
That is early.
Pretty early. And so we are on the air from 6 until 10 every day.
With the wake-up call
with Mark and Lynn.
Yeah.
And at 10 o'clock, Bobby Tripp is on from 10 to 2 with Day Trippin' with Bobby Tripp.
good to have Bobby back. You know, Bobby was here long ago.
Yeah, when he was in high school, I think.
Yeah, and even afterwards, and he was here for quite a while. And, of course, a well-known radio personality throughout the area.
Right.
And it's good to have Bobby back handling the, you know, the day tripping with Bobby from 10 until 2 every day.
Right, and he'll be doing his show from the Trempealeau County Fair.
And that'll be coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Right.
And don't forget Buck Davey, of course, from 2 to 6 every afternoon with Happy Hour.
Sure.
I have a feeling that over the course of the fair, you're going to see all of us down there.
Probably.
I think so.
Most of us will be there at one time or another, but Bobby's show is live.
Yes.
So that's a little bit different. But yours will not be.
No, so. Not this year.
New for
How
us.
How weird.
It will be weird for
it's
you
very
not,
weird.
Not doing the fair.
No, and it's going to be a hot one this year with the temperatures in the 90s. So, you know, dress accordingly, shorts, t-shirt. It'll be a great day. It'll be fun to be at the fair.
We will be there live on Thursday, though.
That is a stop on the Summer Celebration Tour.
5 to 7 on Thursday night.
Gonna
stop on the Summer Celebration Tour.
Going to be a great time, and there is so much. I mean, we could sit here for the next 2 hours talking about what's going to happen at the fair this year.
Yep.
You know, the fair board over the last number of years have completely transformed that fair. It is amazing what it
That's
is today.
An understatement. It is amazing.
It is amazing.
From the rodeo to the demo derby, there's the beer tent now. They've got
Ruby's Cafe.
Ruby's Cafe. All of the exhibits. It's amazing.
Many of the buildings have been revamped and remodeled in some ways. And, you know, every year they just seem to be adding more and more stuff to the fair and making it better and better. You got to hand it to the fair board. They're an amazing group of workers.
They are.
Anyway, admission, $5 per person. You can get a $15 season pass. And free gate Wednesday. Wednesday is free.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Ages 5 and under always get in free.
Yeah.
It's a very much kid-friendly event.
You cannot go anywhere more inexpensively and entertain your family, because you could just walk through the fair and never spend another dime, and the kids would have a ball.
They can.
Seeing all the animals, all the exhibits, it's fun.
And the carnival, $15 per person per day.
Mm-hmm.
Can't beat that. The grandstand, $15 per person, ages 5 and under get in free for the grandstand. Now, new Wednesday night, Lynn, they're going to have the lawnmower rodeo.
What is that?
Lawnmower racing, maybe?
Sounds like it.
I don't know.
Going to rope some lawnmowers?
I don't know. That'd be worth seeing, though. That's new this year, the lawnmower rodeo.
Huh. Got to check it out.
We'll have to check that out. I bet it's cutting-edge entertainment. Thursday, the Rice Rodeo, the Bulls and the Barrels. You know what? They're going to have the mutton busting and everything else. The bulls are going to be there again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to try some bull riding, I bet they'd probably let you. Do you want to try that?
I think I'll take a pass.
I think I'll take a pass, too. Yeah. And then, of course, Thursday, the truck and tractor pull.
Right.
Or that's Friday.
That's Friday.
And then Saturday, the demolition derby. And you ready? The combine demolition derby.
It doesn't get any more Wisconsin than that.
I don't think it can.
It just can't.
I don't think so. And plenty of stuff on the Midway all weekend long. You're going to have magic with Isaiah, the foam party, the pedal tractor pull, the rhythm playboys, hillbilly fever, leather and lace, main stage at the beer tent Sage, 6 to midnight, Dar Family Band, Madley Band. It's going to be just an amazing fair, but just a huge weekend. And we've got a number of sponsors we want to thank for helping us be there for the Summer Celebration Tour.
We do. We, for the Summer Celebration Tour, want to thank Peeler Brothers Distributing, Reedy Concrete Construction, Falls Meat Service, Subways in Arcadia, Cadott, Neillsville, and Osseo, and Quick Trip. So those are our sponsors for the Summer Celebration Tour this year. And don't forget, when you come to the fair, we will have registration for our prizes.
Yes,
we will be giving away prizes this year.
We're giving away a whole lot of prizes. And one more thing I want to mention about the Summer Celebration Tour before I get to that. End of the year party is going to be at Newcomb Valley Inn.
Absolutely.
That'll be a great time.
October 4th, we're going to watch football. At the end of the game, we're going to give away our our grand prizes, which include Green Bay Minnesota tickets.
That's a rivalry.
And it is at Lambeau Field. So
and of course, a smoker grill.
Smoker grill from Falls Meat.
Yeah.
And a lot of other things.
A lot of other stuff. But yeah, the fair. Okay, first of all, we're going to be in the Merchants Building, right there usually in front, right there at the Merchants Building. You really can't miss us. Just come on down and walk in. You'll see Bobby Tripp doing his show. You'll see our booth, and at that booth we have a number of things that you can sign up for. Just drop your name in that bucket, and you could be a winner. And we're giving away a lot of stuff every single day.
We have daily prizes and grand prizes at the end.
And the daily prizes, we want to thank the sponsors for that. Wamedy State Bank with branches in Arcadia, Black River Falls, Blair, Duran, Fountain City, Mondovi, and Whitehall, their main office in Wamedy. Arcadia Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Integrity Ag, Crop Insurance, Grain Tracker Marketing and Risk Management, Maple Leaf Meats, Quality Meats, Brats and Sausages, Amplify Health by Gunderson, providing world-class medical care close to home, and the Blair Meat Market, fresh meat with locations in Blair and Black River Falls. They're sponsoring our daily prizes, and we're probably going to, are those up on Facebook yet, what our daily prizes are going to be?
Not yet. They will be.
They will be shortly.
And every day we will announce who the winners are daily on the day after.
And the grand prize drawing at the end of the fair. We've got the Grand Champion Prize Package, which is a family four-pack to Mall of America.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Kids love that. Also, a shadow box with Burt and Whitten U.S. flag design and a family four-pack to the Wisconsin State Fair. Somebody's going to win all of that.
Yes. And actually, we have Wisconsin State Fair passes every day in our daily prizes too, along with some other great things.
And second prize, the reserve champion at the end of the fair, a family four pack to the Wisconsin State Fair, and a $50 gift card to Maple Leaf Meats. And then the third place, the blue ribbon package, a family four pack to the Wisconsin State Fair, and a $50 gift card to Blair Meat Market. And we want to thank our grand prize sponsors, Wamedy State Bank, Arcadia, Black River Falls, Blair, Duran, Fountain City, Mondovi, and Whitehall, main office Wamedy, and of course Arcadia Motors as well, Integrity Ag, Maple Leaf Meats, Quality Meats, Brats and Sausages, Amplify Health by Gunderson, and the Blair Meat Market.
And the studio is by Osseo Ford.
And Rudy's
Osseo
Cars
Automotive,
and Trucks.
Rudy's Cars and Trucks for the Trempealeau County Fair.
Yeah. Cool deal. Yeah. We get so many good people helping us do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, being at the fair is amazing. It really is. And one of the things that I really like about the fair is seeing how the kids get so involved. I think, especially here in rural America, that's so important for the kids to have focus like that.
And if you look at the contestants for the Fairest of the Fair this year, all of the girls, there's five that have been put on the Facebook page for the Trempealeau County Fair so far. I don't know if there's more coming, but there's at least five girls that are vying for that title. All of them have been involved in the fair since they were little.
Mm-hmm.
So you start young and you stay with it forever. And I think a lot of the people we know that have a lot of good memories of going to the Trempealeau County Fair started young too, and they still do. They still go.
You know, back years and years ago, Ann Mimitz, I think it was telling me that back years ago when they were growing up, the fair was their vacation every
year. Right, from the farm it was.
From the farm. They actually had dormitories at the fair, and the kids would actually spend the entire fair there sleeping in the dormitories and showing their animals and doing, you know, their crafts and other things. And she said, it was our vacation every year going and staying at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it's like a sleepover.
I know.
Fun.
That's way cool when you think about it.
One
thing we will do, too, probably either tomorrow or the next day during the wake-up call, we'll let you know who the candidates are for the Trempealeau County Fairest of the Fair.
We will. And keep watching our Facebook page, too, for updates, because we'll be having things all week long about the fair.
All right. Well, we got a lot going on again this week here as July is just flying by.
It is indeed.
Before you know it, the summer celebration tour is going to be in the books. Can
you
believe it?
I think there's only 8 or 9 stops left.
No way.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, next one coming up Thursday night at the Trempealeau County Fair. We'll be in the beer garden. Going to be a great night. Stop by, see Lynn, spin that wheel. You might win on the spot. Saturday, we're going to be at the Blufftop Winery.
In
and
Winona.
That's for the veterans.
Outside of Winona.
Yep, and that's for the veterans event. Going to be a great time. We'll be there from 11 to 1.
11 to 1.
There you go. I remembered. How about that?
That's great.
All right. Lynn St. Marie, Mark St. Marie, make sure you tune in tomorrow for
Wake Up Call.
Yes, here on WHTL starting at 6 o'clock. Have a great week, everybody, and don't touch that dial. Keep it tuned to WHTL, where it always feels like home.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.